The booming demand for CBD products has pushed Ohio Valley farmers to grow more hemp than ever before since the crop was reintroduced. CBD is a compound made from hemp that many claim has medicinal benefits. But the price of hemp has crashed for farmers. And Gincana, one of the most prominent hemp companies in the Ohio Valley, filed for bankruptcy Thursday. Liam Niemeyer reports many hemp farmers are feeling burned in an industry they believe was overhyped.
John Fuller is waiting on his farm near Owensboro, Kentucky, for another farmer he's never met before to talk about a situation he never imagined he would be in.
There's some pirates that are out here, just pirates. I was trying to get with a good ethical processor has been a real challenge for us.
Soon, Bobby Huff arrives from East Kentucky.
Looks like Bobby.
Doing okay?
Good deal.
Yeah, nice to meet you, Bobby.
Liam, right?
Yeah.
Perfect.
Fuller and Huff are among dozens of hemp farmers throughout the state who signed contracts last year to sell their hemp to a company processing it into CBD oil, Owensboro-based Bluegrass Bioextracts. But in November, the owners of Bluegrass Bioextracts sold the company to a Nevada limited liability company, D-Tech Ventures. The company then told their farmers they couldn't accept their hemp because it tested high for heavy metals. Fuller did his own test that showed his hemp was fine, and he and Huff believe the company is lying to not pay out contracts. Fuller has already more than $250,000 invested.
I can get by with my day job if this whole farming thing tanked, but the farmers that used hemp in place of tobacco for last year, they're not going to get paid for their crop.
Former Bluegrass Bioextracts owners are now suing D-Tech Ventures for $69 million, in part for not fulfilling farmers' contracts. And Fuller held a press conference 2 weeks ago with even more farmers who say they were burned. The former owners of Bluegrass Bioextracts declined to comment because of the lawsuit. D-Tech Ventures did not respond for comment. And this was happening while the price of hemp has crashed.
When we started out 2019, I had $5 per percent CBD. Now fast forward to the end of 2019, now we're looking at less than $1 per percent CBD. That's a huge change.
That's Tyler Mark, an agricultural economist at the University of Kentucky. He says the price of hemp has crashed more than 75% because of a nationwide glut of hemp. And if hemp processing companies had contracted farmers a lot more money for hemp than what hemp is selling for right now,
they've got definite cash flow problems.
Bluegrass Bioextracts isn't the only CBD processing company in financial trouble. Gincana in Central Kentucky filed for bankruptcy during a months-long court battle, and other hemp companies across the country are facing lawsuits and litigation. Katie Moyer owns the processing company Kentucky Hemp Works and sits on a state advisory board for hemp. And she says processors, farmers, and the Kentucky Department of Agriculture all share blame for overhyping the industry.
But some of these processors, they got some investments, they put some machinery into an old building, they sold out, and they left the farmers holding the bag.
Kentucky Commissioner of Agriculture Ryan Quarles says his department is discussing how processors could be held more accountable to pay farmers. Quarles instead puts blame on inaction by federal officials on how CBD could be regulated, which has big financial implications.
The biggest cause of this is the federal government's lack of response.
But back in West Kentucky, little of that matters for farmer Bobby Huff. All he's left with is regret.
I'm not making any money. I'm not gonna make anything. There's no doubt about it. And I hope nobody grows down there. There's just no reason to.
For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Liam Niemeyer.